Thank you for tuning in to Visit Vegas Places with Coil, where we showcase business owners and entrepreneurs in the fabulous city of Las Vegas and internationally. So take notes. This is Real Vegas, real topics, real business with real owners, and you just might hit the jackpot. You tune in to Visit Vegas Places with Coil, your host, where we discuss real Vegas, real topics, real business with real owners. This is definitely where we talk about the here and now of our listeners. You tune in to episode 21 to all my listeners. I'll interview mainly business owners, small business owners, and I have a business owner with me from Las Vegas. Her name is Sally Garcia. Sally Garcia, she's the owner of XOXO Lashes and Boutique. All my lady listeners, if you need to get right, get your beautification done, she is the one to see. Sally, I appreciate your presence. Introduce yourself to the audience, Sally.
Hello, everyone. Like Coil mentioned, my name is Sally, and I am owner of XOXO Lashes and Boutique.
Sally. Well, I'm glad you're here, Sally. So I've been on your website, Sally. It is beautiful. You have a beautiful website. I see you are active on social media. Before we get into the website, let all the consumers and the audience and listeners know where can we reach you at on all your social media handles, and also where can we shop online?
Yeah, so I'm mainly on Instagram, so you can reach me at XOXO underscore Lashes and Boutique LV. You can find me on Facebook as well, XOXO Lashes and Boutique LV, no underscore there. Or you could visit my website, which is XOXOLashesandBoutique.com.
All right. Now, XOXOLashesandBoutique.com, ladies. Definitely need to go there. We're going to get into a little of the website first for all our consumers, online shoppers, especially around this time, Christmas shopping. Let's get into your clothing line. So when I go to the website, you have some nice clothing, and this is a ladies shopping experience. So get into a little brief us about the clothing experience for your shopping online.
Yeah, so I have clothing on my website. I have a little bit of everything. My style is more like everyday date night. Some club, but not really. It's more of a just, you know, not worry, not trying to really impress, just being yourself with your own confidence. I do carry all the way to 3X. So I cater to my small ladies and also to my plus size ladies.
Okay. All right. And then there are beautiful designs. Do you make these designs, or can they request a certain design, or do you have these designs only available that's on the website?
No, I wish I was that talented. I don't make any of the clothes. I do order, but if there is something in particular that a style that you want that I don't have on there, I can always order something in that style.
Right. I love it. And then also I see you have jackets and sweaters also. It's getting cold. Those are nice. And these are really trendy. So it's more of a grown women. You got a nice from your young 20s to older, even 40s. So it goes from a nice range of ages.
Yes. Yes, it does. Nothing super young, but yeah, I would say like maybe 20s, early 20s.
Okay. Now, your jewelry section is very nice also. Can you let us know about some of the jewelry that you have to offer?
So with the jewelry, I started just with fashion jewelry. You know, it wasn't anything special or, you know, stainless steel, any type of special material. I just wanted something that you could go with your outfit, have that you know, one night that you look super glamorous. But I think since a lot of ladies have started to look for something a little more permanent, I have switched my jewelry now to stainless steel or even silver, okay. Some items. So it does last longer and it's a better quality. So it's a lot of different styles that you can match for, like I said, like your everyday, or even if you're just planning that good girls' night out or anything like that.
That's real cool. So you have both the little last long and then the quick one-nighters. If you get too drunk and you can lose it, it don't mean nothing. You can come back and buy another one. And that's real nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I do see the lashes. You have the lashes here, too. That is part of your name, though, the Lashes and Boutique. Let us know about the lashes that you have to offer.
Yeah, so I actually started with lashes. That's how the name became, lashes became part of my name. Because when I started, that's all I had. So now I have kind of dramatic, wispy lashes. As okay. I've learned, when I first did, I had no idea like what people liked. And as I've gotten in the business, and I've been here a while, I've started to get more of the trend. So my lashes are a little dramatic. They wouldn't be for just a at-home day. I do have to update the website, though. But, yeah, they are more like you're going to go out, go wow factor.
I love that. Now, you got to give me a little lowdown about the meaning behind the lashes. Some of my guy audience, they're not really understanding. And I know you know of the lashes. So what is the meaning? Give us the reason and the meaning behind a woman putting on lashes and going out and, you know, and just, you know, really feeling the vibe. Give us that insight.
You got to bat those lashes. That's how you flirt.
What's the longest lashes you ever?
33M. Those are pretty long.
So what's a 33M?
If you wear glasses, they're not for you, unless you're not going to wear your glasses. They're pretty dramatic.
You sold some that long before?
Yeah, I have.
I have some
in stock. I actually went to an event last weekend, and some of the performers that were there, I gave them some because performers would use something like that, you know, or could also use them.
Right. Well, you are in Vegas, so it's funny you say that. Now, getting into, you have a beautiful website. I commend you, Sally. Sally, while the audience, some of that just tuned in are just listening, give them all your social media handles and the website you were just explaining to us where they can shop online.
Of course. So you can find me on Instagram at XOXO_LashesandBoutiqueLV. Also on Facebook at XOXO Lashes and Boutique LV. Or you can go to my website, which is XOXOLashesandBoutique.com.
Yes, sir. And then let's not forget, Sally, she is out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. XOXO Lashes and Boutique also has a brick and mortar. Sally, could you let us know your address where we can also come visit and shop at the actual store?
Yeah, so the address is 2295 East Sahara Avenue. Cross streets are Sahara and Eastern. We're right on the corner.
Sahara and Eastern, right on the corner. Man, I'm so proud of you, Sally. Now, audience, if you don't know, Sally and I, we actually know each other. We knew each other before we even knew, you know, us each as business owners. We knew each other as when we were just employees. And one thing I can tell you about Sally, though, I always knew Sally was destined to either have her own business or do something more bigger than what she was always doing. She was always a boss lady. So I just wanted to let you know, congratulations on that, Sally, on as far as your business venture and doing everything. I congratulate you. I wouldn't expect anything less from you, to be honest with you.
Thank you, Cole. I really appreciate that. It's definitely been a journey, but we made it.
That's right. That's right. Now, I'm going to definitely visit your store and do something special for you at your store. Now that I know you and you own your business, I actually seen a transition, which is a good thing. Let's get into the tip, test, and testimony. Now, your tip that I want to give that you to share with the audience is a tip with you being a successful small business owner with the transition. What would tip would you give for other aspiring business owners working with or hiring family members? What tip would you give?
I definitely would say don't. I did have my niece working with me. She was actually one of my models, and she would help me here at the store at times as well. But it gets really complicated when you're trying to be boss and you're also trying to be aunt at the same time, especially when right. they don't want to do something. So I would say, don't do that.
Yeah, I can respect that. And I really agree with you on that note. With me, I do a lot of filming. And when I started, I used to have the kids do it. And they'll be into it. But if something happened earlier that day or something happened, I got to be dad, then the filming might not come out right. It was something. So I agree. That's good advice, Sally. So you guys listen on and take that. Now, my next one is a test. Now, Sally, the test is let me know how do you handle the test when you have friends now that they know that you have a business and what you have? How do you deal with the test of friends thinking that you're too good or you should owe them a discount or something free now that you they think that you're just a big shot, what they will say?
that's funny that you asked that, but I feel like I've learned this the hard way. You don't really have friends in this business. And the right. friends that you do have, they're very hard to find. So when you do find them, you have to hold on to them because it's not very many. But as far as discounts, honestly, I don't give anybody a discount because I look at it like this. If you don't buy it from me, you're going to go buy it from someone else and you're going to pay full price. That's right. So why would you not support me?
Right, right. That's right. That's right. Good advice. Now you hearing this. Now let us know about a testimony. I mean, you came and you seen the transition. This is a hard working woman now. You've seen the transition from being an employer to being the employee to being an employer. So that's a big transition now. Now give me a testimony that you can share with us that we can take with us on this note. What is a testimony that you have that you would like to share?
Definitely don't give up. It's really hard. It's really, really hard. And there's a lot of challenges and there's stuff that you think that should be this way. Or maybe as an employee, you think, oh, you know, this should be done this way. If I ever had an opportunity to be, you know, the boss, I would do it like that. But you see a lot of behind the scenes that we wouldn't see as an employee. And it's really difficult, but I would just say, don't give up. And find yourself a support system. Right. And whoever they are, right. just hold on to them because it really makes a difference.
Man, I love that, Sally. You're a very smart woman. Let all the audience know again, this is Sally Garcia, owner of XOXO Lashes and Boutique. Sally, could you please let the audience know your social media handles, your website where we can shop, and also the address where we can visit you?
Yes, of course. So my Instagram is XOXO_LashesAndBoutiqueLV. My Facebook is XOXO Lashes and Boutique LV. And my website is XOXO Lashes and Boutique.com. And then you can also come to the store, which is located on 2295 East Sahara Avenue, Suite 203, corner of Eastern and Sahara.
Corner Eastern Sahara. I got a quick question too, Sally, pertaining to the business. What was your timeline, if you don't mind sharing, from when you started before the brick and mortar? Did you start selling before you actually had the building?
Yeah, so I started at the end of January. I want to say it was the 24th or the 23rd of January. That's when I first started. Okay. And then I got keys to the store in August.
Wow. Actually, so from January to August?
Last July. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So what you from January to the between time, like what was your hustle? Was you hustling on the business? What was your what were you doing to put it together, the pieces to the puzzles together?
Well, I just always wanted to have a storefront and I always wanted to make it happen. So I was doing pop-ups. I was selling online. My family would support me. I don't want to say my family in general. Let me just say, like, my dad actually supported me a lot. He was a little iffy in the beginning, but towards the end, like, I think he wanted to see me do the work before. And he was really supportive. So with his help and my brother's help, I was able to make it come true.
Gotcha. So within that time from January to August, you know, that's a good 7 to 8 months. Was it a time that you ever thought you didn't see how it is right now? You didn't see this happening and it almost like made you just like give up. How did you overcome that? And did that happen?
It did, but I just kept telling myself, like, you've already invested so much time, you've already put this effort, why not, you know, see it through, see where you can go. And you know, in the end, if you gave it your all and it doesn't work, then at least you know you tried. But I felt like I haven't gave my all yet, so I just couldn't give up yet.
Yes, man. Las Vegas, you hear it. Las Vegas owned Celly Garcia, owner of XOXO Lashes and Boutique. You guys got to check her out. Check her out online. Also at her shop here in Las Vegas. Let them know one more time, Celly, your social media handles and your website and also your stores.
Yeah, so the website is XOXOLashesandBoutique.com. And you can find me on Instagram at XOXO_LashesandBoutiqueLV. My Facebook is XOXO Lashes and Boutique LV. And then the store is located at 2295 East Sahara Avenue, Suite 203, corner of Sahara and Eastern.
All right, Celly. Now, Celly, you know, you're on Visit Vegas Places with Coil. So we're going to do a little game called This or That, what I do with all my guests, business owners. It's a real fun game with This or That. I give you an option of either this or that, and then you just let me know your preference. Some of it have humor, but I try to pick towards your field, okay? And then after we play This or That, we're going to see how very, very Vegas you are with a Vegas trivia question. Not a right or wrong answer to it, just to educate our audience. So our first one on This or That will be for you, Celly Garcia, owner of XOXO Lashes and Boutique. So either this or that, if you had the choice and you was in the market to getting it, now would you get a tummy tuck or your lips puffed? Which one would you choose?
That's funny.
I knew you would laugh. All right. Have you seen the videos on TikTok, what they be showing and all that? Are these when they be going out? I can't believe they show that on there. I couldn't believe that. That was tragic. All right. So this next one, I know you will know. Now, what food would you prefer if you had tried it or not? Cuban or Puerto Rican food?
I would try Puerto Rican food.
Puerto Rican? Yes. Okay. I would love Puerto Rican food myself. Now, it's a lot of people. I love I remember you. I can never forget you put me up on Tacos, White Tacos. I still go there. I'm still yet to do a review there. But I was telling some of my buddies that come from like Atlanta and all that. They're like, yeah, they don't understand that there's different Hispanic food places. Like if you go to Rigo's or if you go to Dunter Tacos or Roberto's, all those. Each, they have different styles and ways of tacos. They think one is one. They don't know that Guatemalans do tacos different than El Salvadorians. Could you explain that a little to them briefly to educate them?
Yes, there's definitely not one same taco. There's different versions of tacos. Even Hispanic people or Mexican people do not make the same taco. There's people that I know that put lettuce in their taco. Who does that? I don't do that, but and then there's like the tacos that they sell, Roberto's Tacos. I'm sorry, I praise to them, but that is not Mexican food to me. Their tacos are not good. The tacos that we used to eat in the Those are real tacos.
Right. Now, you're right. The lettuce and the tacos, that is definitely an American thing. I would take that. That is American. Lettuce do not go in tacos. I agree with you. Now, this next this or that is for holidays. And I've noticed people are gearing more to either this or that on this. Would you prefer a ham or a turkey?
Ham. I'm not a fan of turkey.
Ham. I'm with you. I'm not either. And you really have to know how to cook a turkey. Everyone doesn't know how to cook a turkey, right? Yeah. I take a ham any day. Yes, good. So this next one, we're going to see how very, very Vegas you are, Sally. So on Very, Very Vegas, this is a trivia question. You might know it, you might not. And just to see how very, very Vegas you are. So with this question, you've probably been here already. What city is the Cowabunga Bay Water Park in?
And Henderson.
You ain't cheating, are you? Good job. Henderson. Yeah. We do have a city called Henderson, you guys. If you're not, if you're listening out of Nevada, we do have a city called Henderson here. Sally Garcia, owner of XOXO Lashes and Boutique. Let them know your social media handles again, Sally, where they can shop online and where they can shop at your store.
Yes, so the store is 2295 East Sahara, Suite 203, corner of Sahara and Eastern. My website is xoxolashesandboutique.com, and my Instagram is xoxo_lashesandboutiquelv. And my Facebook is XOXO Lashes and Boutique LV.
Yes, yes. Sally, I do appreciate you. And congratulations on everything. Your hard work definitely is well deserved. I'm glad to see you are where you are. Your inspiration and motivation to the city, Sally. Good job. Keep up your good work.
Thank you, Koyo. I appreciate that.
No problem. And then I will see you next week. And thank you for, again, coming on the show. And audience, I want to thank you guys for listening in. I know you guys could be anywhere and you chose to be with us. You go ahead and visit Sally Garcia, owner of XOXO Lashes and Boutique. You can see her at XOXOLashesandBoutique.com. I know a lot of you guys are online. You can go online right now and also have her link in the bio of the station. So you can click onto the link right to her store and shop right there online. Again, Sally, thank you for being here, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem. You guys take care. Good night. And I'll see you again. Thank you for tuning in to Visit Vegas Places with Koyo. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to follow, subscribe, and download. Also, you can email us. Email the show. Any questions, you can email us at visitvegasplaces@gmail.com. And that's visitvegasplaces@gmail.com. And you can also support the show. Support is always welcome. Make sure you can follow the link inside the show notes. And that is on Cash App, $VisitVegas, $VisitVegas. Follow us on all social media platforms, you guys. And that's at Visit Vegas Places. And that's whether it's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the good stuff. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you next Friday at 12 noon Pacific Time Standard.